And I must say that it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful to hear.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful to hear from.
You mean here now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I think it's, I don't know, it's because it's like lightening so many different perspectives, like the emotional perspective, like everybody has, you know, entrance to the work. And for me, this process of sharing and documenting is so much about, that's really, it's also very much about teaching each other. So it's like I can really integrate your perspective in mine, and I don't know, there's a, and also that this is what is happening anyway in when you are working together. We are teaching, I mean, it's like...
Yes, but we don't always take the time to share it, to put it into common as a work material.
No, it's like really...
That's the specificity
yeah.
of it. For me, is that this moment is part of the cycle and is a work material somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes it different from, you know, giving each other feedbacks afterwards.
Yeah.
But then, if I can mention, there was one thought that appeared to me when we were inside, but also, but if reinforced by what I was hearing, the echo, I feel this work explorations, they're feeding a hunger, which is so deep, so profound. But I was thinking by hearing, listening to each other, I could feel the same. Because it's beautiful. The two, it really emphasized there's material, there's real material to work with, to share. And then I had this thought, it's so strange that I was thinking an entire decade now, it's very hard to feel, to find the means to do research, to have this material as, to have the resources. Now we meet in a workshop format, but yeah, it's the only way apparently to meet around this work. Whereas, this is a thought which dropped, but it's not a negative thought, it's just awakened by the richness of each other's feedbacks. And
and so what is awakened? Your desire for research?
Yeah, and also to have the means to be able to research
in time and space.
Yeah. Because the thematics are so, they belong so much to life.
No, but this is, I mean, to me, this is the beginning of something that we can create.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if, you know...
It's just a thought, it's just floating, and it was something that was there.
But it's true that for me, I mean, what echoes in you, what you say is that the fact, I mean, having a workshop or whatever is just giving a frame. In fact, it's about life, about many things. I mean, for me, it goes very much with yoga practice. I'm looking at Leslie because she's also a practitioner. But it echoes with many things, but it's at a certain moment putting a frame that allows it to be shared or to become part of the focus somehow. So maybe the frame allows it to appear somehow.
So just to conclude this, I mean, I don't know what you... So we have recorded this conversation. What I've done last time is that I put everything we recorded on the site, just for participants, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So this is protected as something to come back to and as something to share with the other who are not there or who won't be there, who will come later. As you say, kind of a building up of common knowledge, actually. And and also, so far it has been only sound, but also if you want to that we can also put drawings, we can also put writing, like scans of writing. I mean, there's many things that we can do. So, or you can leave it, or you can take it, or you can send us a scan, or you can, you know, this is like something. If you want it to be part of it, as your, because this is also from your. Input.
Yeah, if I can, just intuition.
Yeah.
That, because I feel this time, for example, this conversation was so much in direct relation to this experience of drawing. Or I feel it would be right for just also for each other memory, if we're listening to each other, that there's also an image related to.
Mm-hmm. Because also I've already done it, it's very beautiful. I've done a workshop in Vienna this summer where I was doing this kind of practice with students, and it's beautiful to watch a drawing and to hear someone talk about mm-hmm. the experience. That's why you have to, at the same time you have a visual trace of the experience, but you also you have the voice, and mm-hmm. and it's also, it's very nice. It's very personal, and also it's not your image, so it's not exposing.
Yeah, and also, I mean, for me it's somehow, I mean, this fact of the feedbacks, framing the feedbacks somehow, was also that I would have many things to say about the mm-hmm. experience that I just decided I'm not going to say now because maybe, you know. But the fact of having the support of the drawing, or, you know, what did I document, then makes me do a choice of what I'm sharing somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. I mean, gives some channel to my... I mean, it gives a form to my feedback somehow. Yeah. Even if I could, I mean, I could, we could go on talking for an hour, I guess, on this experience of this morning. Mm-hmm. I would have many other things also to say. But mm-hmm. that's quite interesting at a certain point. Maybe it's not the most important, mm-hmm. but that's somehow what I documented.
Also, it's part of a collective, so it's like this is, you know, that's why it's beautiful. It's not, you're not responsible for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the different aspects are brought by different people,
yeah,
and
yeah.
this is the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And also, what I wanted to say, because is this formality of selecting is not a dry formality. Like, you can comment on your own choices also. Like, and also, if you are reading your text, you can comment on your text. Or the frame is of feedbacking is also a elastic frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes also, like, what you wrote reminds you of something that is very important to say now, and so again, it's a dialogue.